Right now, let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So yesterday, my brother moved back to the area where I live in. So it's the first time since my mother passed away that way I've had somebody that actually lives in the area. So I was going out to dinner with him at 4 o'clock and left the Giant game. And people said, "How can you leave the Giant game?" I said, "Because they know they're going to lose. It's just, you know, that's the way the season is. Doesn't matter how well they play, they always find a way to lose. Not always, but three times in the last second they've lost the game." So I had dinner. I came home after a very nice dinner and found out they lost. And you know what? I enjoyed my dinner without all the aggravation.
Yeah, they choked it up. New York's the city of choke. Yesterday the Giants blew it, and yesterday the Jets blew it.
And the
Jets
Bills
blew a 15-point lead. The Giants blew a lead. And Merry Christmas, New York.
And the Bills lost.
Oh, yeah, that part of New York, too.
Yeah, they are.
Forget about that.
They are.
Well, they played New England. New England had a win yesterday for sure, and they didn't win that well. They beat them 24-12. So, yeah, it was and then you could throw the Rangers losing on top of that, too.
Yeah, but how about, I'll tell you what, that was some great game, though, New Orleans.
Yeah, but there was, you know, still, even though it was a good game, first of all, it's only a matter of time until Tomlin gets fired.
Yeah.
Because the Saints couldn't do anything in the second half. After they opened up the drive that they scored a touchdown to start the second half, they weren't able to do anything. So why he chose to sneak a punt,
that was
with
crazy,
about 3 minutes to go when they were winning by four and you could have put them, you know, back in their 20 when against a team that couldn't move the ball and they had to go 80 yards, you give them 45 yards to score a touchdown, which they did. That pretty much ended the Pittsburgh season right there. That was an awful call. The Steelers played probably the best game they played all year yesterday.
But you know what was worse? You know what was worse than anything? Did you see them try for that the fake punt?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but did you see at the end of it what the stupid guy did?
Oh, yeah. The guy picked up the ball and put on his act and dropped it like he had the first down.
Yeah.
Yeah, go sit down, dopey.
Yeah, that's right. You're history. You're wrong.
Go sit down.
I mean, I'm sitting 1,000 miles away, and I could see you didn't get the first down.
There you go.
Honest to gosh.
I was shocked that they did that, and they did it, and they didn't make it, and that was the end of their season. They had a shot at the end, but another fumble by Pittsburgh put them out of the game. But there were some very questionable calls in that game as well as
absolutely,
in other games, and the referees have taken over football.
Now, I didn't watch the game because, I went out to dinner, and I got in late. For me, late. I got in at, what time did I get in? I got in at, I guess about 7:30, and that was late, so I went right to bed. To see that Kansas City lost.
Yeah, that was a good game. That was a seesaw game, kept going both ways, and Kansas City got beat by Seattle 38-31. Seattle right now is probably the second best team in the NFC, even though they're in the sixth seed, because they're playing very, very well again. And Kansas City, Mahomes played a tremendous game for them, but just wasn't enough to beat the Seahawks at home. And, you know, don't look now, but Kansas City's not playing too good again. And it's the end of the season, and that's the M.O. of their coach. Had a little discussion. I went to a little party yesterday. My friends from New Orleans were up, and nice crowd there, and started talking football a little bit. And someone was defending how the Kansas City coach is one of the greatest coaches of all time. And me and a few other people looked at each other and looked at him and said, "He never won a big game in his life." Mm-hmm. "Yeah, but he wins a lot of games in the regular season."
Oh, okay.
And I said, "Well, you know, 16-game season is good, but you have to win games in the postseason to be considered a good coach." And I don't think he's a great coach. I think he's a good coach that can't win a big game. And it came up again there last night.
So how do we do with our picks?
You ran the board. You went 5-0 this weekend.
That's
you
amazing.
Had Tennessee, Baltimore, New England. Philadelphia came back and won. I don't know how they won. I left my house, they were losing, and I got where I was going, and the game was won, and there was only about a minute left, and you had the Bears. And I went 4-1. I lost Saturday's game, which the Chargers, my against my better judgment, I used Rivers, and Rivers bit me in the butt, and that was the end of that one.
All right, so where else?
Two teams that they do late season swoons every year, the Chargers and the Chiefs. And they happen to be the two best record teams in the AFC, so that gives the AFC hope.
All right, so where else do we go in sports?
You got a game tonight.
Who's playing tonight?
Oakland and Denver.
Oakland and Denver. Where's the game?
Oakland.
You know what? I'm going to take Oakland.
I took Oakland.
I'm going to take
Oakland. Even though they're 3-11, I'm taking them tonight.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to take Oakland. Yeah, you're right. Take Oakland. And then we wrap it up next week.
Thank goodness.
Man, what a
I went there because my friends were up from New Orleans. They were having a party centered around the Pittsburgh New Orleans game, and the first touchdown New Orleans scored was courtesy of a invisible pass interference call near the goal line for the Steelers on a pretty long pass. It's getting to be that the referees produce more big plays than the team.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's awful. They're determining the outcomes of games. They're not supposed to do that, and they're doing that. And, you know, I stopped watching football 5 years ago because of it, and I've watched a little bit more of it this year because of people I've been hanging around with watching the games. It's worse than ever. It's just awful. They determine what happens in the games. Almost every game has at least three calls that the referees made that have a big play in the outcome of it.
All right, so we've got our picks. Anything else going on in sports?
Yeah, the big game Saturday to play, Carolina against Kentucky. Boys are growing up.
Kentucky won?
Boys are growing up.
Kentucky won?
Yep, 80-72. They got this kid on the team, his name is Hagans. He was Mr. Basketball in Georgia last year. Of course, he's a freshman this year. This kid was like a thief in the night stealing the ball. He had seven steals, and it's not only he had seven steals, it's when, where, and how he made these steals. He made them off inbounds passes. I remember one near the end of the game where he fell on the transition. He fell in what became the defensive zone. He ran the length of the court, came out of nowhere, and just took the ball away from somebody on Carolina. What a player this kid is. And the younger guys are growing up. the fifth-year senior they got from Stanford, he played a big game. They lost 2 weeks ago to Seton Hall when I was there. They look like an entirely different team against Carolina on Saturday. And in a two-week transition to go from how they played against Seton Hall to how they played against Carolina just proves Calipari's the best coach in basketball, because he's doing this with freshmen. And he's not only adjusting them to the college game, he's getting them to perform at that high level. It's just amazing watching Kentucky year after year transform themselves. And looks like they did it Saturday against Carolina, beating them 80-72.
All right. Now, are you going to be around tomorrow morning, or can we give you the morning off?
I got the day off. Union rules.
Okay. Well, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll speak to you the day after.
Have a Merry Christmas, all our listeners as well. And, I'll speak to you on Wednesday.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning.